safe to say Pope Francis got superstar treatment in the United States from Catholics and non-Catholics. Now that he's back at the Vatican, it seems worth asking what, if any, impact his U.S. visit will have going forward. Will his personal popularity help him take on issues that concern him? And what does his leadership mean for the U.S. Catholic Church going ahead? Here's NPR's Tom Jelton.
A survey last month found that most Americans didn't know the Pope was coming for a visit. But over the last week, it's been hard to miss him and the wild crowds that greeted him from his first stop in Washington to the last one here in Philadelphia, where hundreds of thousands showed up. It was hard not to be touched by this humble man, a Pope of the people, speaking softly and blessing those most in need. His simple message resonated even where partisanship reigns, like in the halls of Congress.
Let us remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you...
He couldn't even get all the words out before the applause stopped him. With anyone else reciting the golden rule in Congress, it might ring hollow, but from Pope Francis, that line got the most applause of all. In words and actions this past week, the Pope always brought attention back to what he calls the periphery, the edge of society. He ate lunch with homeless people in Washington and visited with school children in East Harlem and with immigrants here in Philadelphia, saying it should make no difference whether they came legally or not.
Somos inmigrantes, pasamos momentos difíciles.
Daneira came here from Mexico with her husband 10 years ago. She's undocumented, so she doesn't give her last name. We go through difficult times, she says. When the Pope talks about us, it's a great thing. Following him is like following a light. The Pope's advocacy for immigrant rights took him into U.S. political territory, but he did not hesitate. Issues related directly to the Catholic Church itself are more challenging. The Pope met yesterday with survivors of sexual abuse by priests. He said afterward that such sins cannot be kept secret any longer, and he promised that anyone responsible would be held accountable. But advocates for the abuse victims weren't satisfied. Also challenging are those issues that involve church doctrine. There are limits to what even a pope can do about the definition of marriage and family.
Naturalmente, nuestro modo de comprender.
In a meeting yesterday with bishops, Francis said it was impossible not to see the unprecedented changes in society, changes that have social and cultural effects on family bonds.
Y lamentablemente también jurídica.
Unfortunately, legal effects as well, he said. That seemed like a criticism of the Supreme Court's approval of same-sex marriage. Progressives might not like that, but it would take a huge effort by Francis to change Catholic teachings on marriage, and he would face resistance.
Hello, sign the petition to Pope Francis in defense of traditional marriage between one man and one woman.
At the scene of the Pope's Mass here yesterday, people were collecting signatures against same-sex marriage with some success.
Did you sign? To defend the family? All right.
The next big event on the Pope's schedule is at the Vatican, a global bishops' meeting next month on family life. Inspiring words about the need to protect the environment or serve the poor will only go so far. The Pope will be dealing with issues that divide the Catholic community worldwide, and they won't be easy to resolve. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Philadelphia.